and why Republicans, Democrats urge Biden to back off turning historic gem Fort Wadsworth into migrant camp. By John Binder on August 25, 2023. New York Republicans and Democrats are urging President Joe Biden, Governor Kathy Hochul, D, and Mayor Eric Adams, D, to back off turning historic gem Fort Wadsworth, built in 1663, into a migrant camp for thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens. This month, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials were reportedly spotted reviewing Fort Wadsworth as a place to house border crossers and illegal aliens. In response, Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, has brought together a coalition of Republicans and Democrats to urge Biden to drop any plans to turn the military installation into a migrant camp. Fort Wadsworth is a historic gem cherished by the Staten Island community and utilized by our brave United States Coast Guard Service members and U.S. Park Police for both housing and operations, Malliotakis said in a statement. It also houses a food pantry for service members and veterans who certainly should be prioritized over citizens of other countries. Any plan to house thousands of migrants here would cause irreparable damage to not only the physical condition of this park, but decimate local tourism and impact public safety in the surrounding community. This plan cannot move forward, and we stand united and ready to fight tooth and nail to ensure it doesn't. Emphasis added. Besides sending a letter to Biden, Hochul, and Adams over the plans, Malliotakis is filing legislation that would block federal and state funds from being used to turn Fort Wadsworth into a migrant camp. Republicans backing Malliotakis's legislation include Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella, State Senator Andrew Lanza, City Councilman Joe Borelli, City Councilman David Carr, City Councilwoman Joanne Arriola, City Councilman Ari Kagan, State Assemblyman Michael Tanasis, and State Assemblyman Samantha Rosolo. Many Democrats are also supporting the legislation, including Richmond County District Attorney Michael McMahon, State Senator Jessica Scarcella Spanton, City Councilwoman Camilla Hanks, State Assemblyman Charles Fall, State Assemblywoman Jamie Williams, and State Assemblyman Michael Riley. Kenneth Spencer, Chairman of the U.S. Park Police Fraternal Order of Police, has voiced support for Malliotakis's legislation as well. Since the spring of last year, more than 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City. The massive illegal immigration influx is set to cost New Yorkers some $12 billion by 2025. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.